time now for the Coast Social Network, all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe. And it's Thursday, which means I'm talking with Danielle from St. Joe today to help us plan out the weekend. And Danielle, we have something to actually do this weekend. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. How are you? We're so excited.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah, so what do we got to look forward to?
Yeah, so like you said, something happening this weekend is the return of the St. Joe Farmers Market. So that's happening Saturday, June 6th from 9 to 2 p.m. in Lake Bluff Park. We're very excited to kick off the 2020 season, which is going to run weekly on Saturdays through October 10th. So you can join us on Lake Bluff Park right on the corner of Lake Boulevard and Broad Street. We're just kind of spread out north and south of those lovely stairs that go down to the beach.
So do you have any recommendations or are there any rules that you guys are trying to promote to people just to remain safe while they're out and about there?
Yeah, so we do have some of the COVID guidelines that we're asking vendors to adhere to. So if anyone has any questions, please feel free to visit stjoetoday.com/farmersmarket. And there's a link right there. It explains everything. All we're really asking of the public is, if you're able to wear a mask, that's awesome. And you feel comfortable too, please do so. If you're not feeling well, please stay at home and maybe catch us another week. And, we don't have any restrictions. Will let you in without a mask, so just come as you are.
Awesome. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, so definitely get out to the St. Joe's Farmers Market, especially because it's the first one of the year. Gives you something to do. And then something really cool happening over at Third Coast Surf Shop.
Yeah, they are offering socially distant surf lessons. So if you feel the need to get back out on the lake and want to do something a little bit different, you can book your lesson online today with Third Coast Surf Shop. So it's a lot of fun happening over there. If you have any questions, Aaron and Ryan are a great resource for all things, Lake Michigan.
So I wonder, I don't know if you know this at all, but I saw when I was in their shop a while back that they have skateboards as well. Do they offer additional lessons other than just surfing? Because I was like, well, I don't know how the waves are around here.
I know they've got like kids surf lessons. I think they do some paddle boarding lessons as well.
Okay.
As far as skateboard lessons, though, I have never seen skateboard lessons, but that doesn't mean that maybe some of the crew there doesn't offer that. So that would be a thing to definitely check in with them for.
For sure. And then what's going on at Silver Harbor Brewing?
Yeah, so looking for a summer job or maybe a part-time job, there's open interviews at Silver Harbor Brewing next Monday, June 8th, and Tuesday, June 9th, both days from noon to 4. So they're hiring in all different positions. So head on over there. It's a great crew, just a great, great management and a really fun place and atmosphere to just be around and I'm sure to work in as well.
For sure. I mean, and hey, if you're one of those people that have been unlucky during this pandemic, then you might be searching for a job, so a great place to stop by. And then, some artsy things happening as well.
Yes, JLN Studio has been, graciously entertaining us during our quarantine days. So she's had some really cool, YouTube tutorials or just some, really fun, time lapses of her jobs that she's been doing. So it's really cool to see her. But she's also now open for private art class groups. So get a small group together. I believe it's 9 and under. You can call or email Julie to schedule your group and, get out of the house for a second. Just have some fun.
For sure. I love when people do those time-lapse videos when it comes to creating art. Yeah, it's just incredible to see. So maybe, one of us could eventually do that one day when our art skills are, up to par.
There you go. I got some work to do, but one day.
Definitely. And then we got one more thing happening as well.
Yeah, so a true sign that summer is here is the Southwest Michigan Cycle Boat is booking now for their rides this summer. So if you haven't been on the cycle boat, it goes out of the Inner Harbor Shores Marina. It's a lot of fun. You have the option to pedal or not to pedal. That's the best thing. But you can bring groups of friends or, coworkers or family. It's just a fun time to spend out on the river. So, and they're also booking for lake and land tours in partnership with the Southwest Michigan Brew Tour. So you can do kind of like a little lake tour and then you can go to see some breweries and wineries.
Awesome. Well, I kind of want to try this out, but the last time I was on a boat, I got a little seasick, but I wonder if the paddle boat will be a little better. So yeah, maybe I'll have to give that a shot. But Danielle, thanks so much for all this great info. I'm excited about, things starting to happen again right here in Southwest Michigan. Where can people go to find out more about what's going on with St. Joe today?
Yeah, of course. You can always visit us online at stjoetoday.com. You can follow us on any of our social media channels. And right now, the Welcome Center is closed, looking for the next about 2 weeks or so. So we're hoping to open soon. But if you need us in the meantime, please feel free to email us over at info@stjoetoday.com.
Okay, awesome. Well, Danielle from St. Joe today, thanks for talking today.
Thanks, Stephanie.
The Coast Social Network on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, connecting you with our community in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.